going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I do want to visit this Kirk Cousins trade topic. And I think most people out there feel exactly like we do, Bo. It just feels like we're kind of, treading water on Kirk Cousins before we actually get to the nitty-gritty of it. You know what I mean? It's just like every time the name comes up, I kind of give it an eye roll, and I'm like, here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, treading water is one way. I'm tired of hearing people talk about it because no one ever talks about anything other than you can't have him here, but there's no substance to it.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's literally a revisitation of the same conversation that everybody has had since the day he was benched. And there's never any real substance to it. It's all speculation. And it just doesn't go anywhere. It's just like, well, this is what it is. Why? Because, but why? Well, and I even say the same thing about it now because I'm like, well, no one can ever tell me why he can't be here. So I've just gotten to the point where unless you have something new, then don't come to me about it, right?
Yeah, it feels like there's no movement on the conversation, which is why it's so exhausting. And if there is going to be movement with this situation, we got to wait for Aaron Rodgers to make his play, right? Yeah. That's what it feels like to me, is Aaron Rodgers needs to get settled before Kirk is going to make a decision.
It's a good point. And, you know, that's a good segue, Allie, to lead into this conversation yesterday that was being had on ESPN. Now, ESPN did a pretty good job, I think, breaking things down. And they basically had four different writers write up trade offers for the Atlanta Falcons for Kirk Cousins. And they allowed Mark Raimondi, our buddy Mark Raimondi, to respond to said trade offers. Now, there's four trade offers, two of which are from the Minnesota Vikings. One of those is from Seth Walter. One of those is from Dan Graziano. And Dan Graziano is the Falcons to get the 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 seventh-round pick in cash considerations. The other one for the Vikings is the Falcons get quarterback Sam Howell in cash considerations, and the Vikings get Cousins. I'm going to have to go out there and just simply say that this is both of these for the Minnesota Vikings. And Mark Raimondi says something to the same extent. They're non-starters. Like, Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause built into his contract, and this is the same situation he'd be walking into in Minnesota that he's in right now in Atlanta. There is a young second-year player that is going to be the starting quarterback. He would be the backup. He would be the mentor. It's exactly what you're dealing with in Atlanta. I don't know why Kirk Cousins would choose to waive the no-trade clause to go to Minnesota at this point.
He's not. It's dumb. It's lazy. It's a lazy thing to me when you put that out there that you think he would because it's Minnesota. Well, why would he want to go live that far away and when his future is here as far as his home? Like, why right. why would he go be a backup somewhere? He says, he obviously says that's not what he wants to do. I think the other thing we got to realize, and Falcons fans probably need to realize it too, whoever trades for him is not trading for him other than for this year. Kirk Cousins will go somewhere for 1 year because I think it makes sense. Unless he goes somewhere and wins a Super Bowl, which I don't foresee. I don't. Just
balls out.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think whoever trades for him is going to cut him after the year.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. So you got to think about that too. So that's why that's the only way the Minnesota would make sense is if they realize that they don't think JJ's ready, and that would have to happen when. After training camp, preseason.
Yeah.
That would have to happen when you break, or not even when you break camp, but when you start the preseason.
We got two other offers to get to, but I do want to bring this up. If you were Minnesota, if you were a Minnesota fan and you traded for Kirk Cousins right now, don't you think the alarm bells would be going off for Minnesota fans being like, why are we doing this? Like we're supposed to be forward thinking. We're supposed to be all in on JJ McCarthy. And you're telling me what's the conversation like between you and Kevin O'Connell where you look at it and go, man, how did Kevin O'Connell talk him into waiving his no trade clause?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what did he say to Kirk Cousins that made him think, oh yeah, this is a place for me? I would be alarm bells going off in my head if I was a Vikings fan. I'd be like, oh, this is not good. You know, giving up a couple of picks for Kirk Cousins, who at this point would be your backup quarterback. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Solak, this was his offer. The Falcons get a 2026 sixth round draft pick. Can become a fifth rounder with performance conditions. I always love when we do that with the, you know, just random trade offers. And Steelers get Cousins and cash considerations. The Falcons, and it says cash considerations the Steelers get. I don't think the Falcons are going to trade Cousins for a sixth round draft pick. I know that that's what everybody in the NFL thinks outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is, that's not happening. I don't see what the upside would be for the Falcons to make this trade, other than just, like you said, Bo, the thought that, man, he just can't be here because he's going to be a distraction to the team. If that's really what you're looking for and Aaron Rodgers has said no, then maybe that's a thing. But I've said all along, Bo, and I think you back me on this. This article says Cousins is a good fit for Arthur Smith's offense, but doesn't need its quarterback to move much out of the pocket. That's fine on a first down, second down basis. When you get to third and third and medium, and when you get to the red zone, guess what? He needs quarterbacks to move a lot, a lot. We saw it here firsthand for a number of years.
Man, you just backed me in a corner. You absolutely just backed me in a corner and made me do something I was trying not to do today.
Get angry?
Look who wrote it. Read the guy who wrote this trade offer.
It's Ben Solak.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. The guy is not a trustworthy source at all. Every time I read something, I'm like, what the hell does this guy actually know about the game of football? What have you watched in Arthur Smith's offense where you think you don't have to move the pocket? He doesn't want to move the pocket. The 1 year with Matt Ryan, who was his quarterback in Tennessee? Ryan Tannehill. Who could do what?
Move.
Move.
Played the guy wide was receiver a freaking in college
for a little bit. Yeah, yeah. What did he do last year with Justin Fields and with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, we saw it firsthand here right in the bins.
Okay, so what did he do with Desmond Ridder and Marcus? Now, I'm not saying that he wants to run the read option every play or anything like that.
Sure, he's not going to run the veer.
But he wants to move the it especially in the red zone, like you just mentioned. Also, cash consideration. So he's got us basically paying $20 to $25 million of Cousins' deal. And now we still got to, for only a sixth round pick. So that one, I read that one, and I actually got a little red face because I just thought it was so dumb. I'm like, what? How stupid do you think we are reading this?
Yeah.
That's what this is the worst of all of them. Right
yeah,
here.
I agree. And that's why I saved what I think is the best for last. You talk about the Cleveland Browns. Jeremy Fowler wrote up this offer. The Falcons get quarterback Kenny Pickett, which I think is like a sneaky big part of this, and a 2026 sixth round pick. And cash considerations. The Falcons getting cash considerations. The Browns get Cousins and a 2026 seventh round pick. So you essentially moved up a round. You got a backup quarterback, and you got cash considerations. He says this destination always made the most sense for Cousins, who has a long history with Kevin Stefanski from their time in Minnesota. After going through OTAs and minicamp, the Browns might realize that they need another veteran to compete for the starting job. They currently obviously have Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shadur, and Pickett obviously in that fold as well. Falcons could strike a deal where they front $17.5 million of Cousins guaranteed for 2025, and Pickett would be Atlanta's new QB2. This one makes the most sense for me for a number of different reasons. First of all, I think that one of the biggest issues I've had with trading Cousins a number of times is you still need a veteran backup if that's what you're going to do. You're still going to go out and pay a veteran $5 or $6 million per year to come here and be your backup quarterback in Atlanta, and a veteran that's okay with being a backup. Kenny Pickett obviously proved he could be a decent backup last year with Philadelphia, and I would have no problem if Kenny Pickett was our backup quarterback here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the best offer that and the one that is the best in line with what the Falcons would be thinking if they did this.
Yeah.
Right? You get a backup quarterback in Pickett who did show he could step in and play, I think, I don't want to say well, but do enough for them. I mean, he had them winning the game in Philly. Excuse me, Philly winning the game against, should have won the game against Washington with the way he played.
Yep.
And
if not for a couple of picket tush pushes
or in a drop pass. I mean, but to me, it makes the least sense from Cleveland's mindset.
Yeah,
because first off, Stefanski, I think, is not getting fired. In fact, I think he's proven how good of a coach he is with nothing at quarterback position, including making the playoffs with Joe Flacco. So I think he's fine. So I don't think he needs to do this. You went and drafted two guys, and you got Flacco and you got Pickett. I think at the worst case scenario, you let a veteran start the season there, and then you move in the best rookie midway through if it starts to struggle. It makes the least amount of sense from there, but the most from the Cleveland standpoint, but the most sense from a Falcon standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how it usually rolls.
So,
right? It's unfortunate.
So now, if you just realize that both veterans are just completely inept, then why would I want to do it as a Falcon to go get Pickett, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't even think you can win with those guys for 3 to 5 games enough to get you to the middle of the season where you maybe feel more comfortable starting one of those rookies. So yeah. That's actually my favorite as well because I think it makes the most sense for the Falcons. The Sam Howell one maybe makes sense, but again, it's a non-starter if you're trading him to Minnesota as a backup.
Right.
So they all have their, other than the Pittsburgh one, they all have their little bit of thoughts, but.
I'm still 10 toes down, as Dylan would say, that I think that Kirk Cousins is going to be here after training camp. I just believe it's going to happen. I don't think there's a good situation right now, barring injury from another team, that lends my brain to say that Kirk Cousins is on exit here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.